the law and Sukkot and Simchat Torah first. And the first thing on the agenda is the lulav. And the question is, how do you do it and how do you use the lulav? Now, I would like to talk about that, but I need to know a little bit about your minhag, because there are various minhagim about that, and I think it's very essential that David would, should be here. But in principle, the melody developed out of the lulav ceremony. And that is why it is in Sukkot the main motive for the Sukkot holiday. Now, in many congregations, this melody serves also for Simchat Torah. Now, I understand that here you distinguish very well between Sukkot and Simchat Torah, and therefore I got confused. I'm sorry about the Chamocha. So for Simchat Torah, you're using the other melody, which is for Ana Adonai Oshiana, or Mi Chamocha. Okay, so the melody for the lulav is the main motive for Sukkot. So let's sing it once. Okay. Let's sing it. Do you remember it? Okay, now it's the same motive. If you remember, Baruchu et Adonai, the Ma'ariv service that you had in the Nusach that we discussed last night, is related to this melody. Yeah. So this melody is actually a development of the Nusach, but it is used for the ceremony of the lulav. Now, I don't know exactly how you people do it here, the ceremony of the lulav, but you're supposed to shake the lulav, in six directions. Mm-hmm. Six directions, and that is the four corners of the earth, the four corners of the earth, and up and down. Mm-hmm. And there are various customs about that. The most important thing is that whatever the custom is, the melody should fit the shaking of the lulav. So, if you go one direction, then you have four directions. So you repeat. This is one way of doing it. The other way of doing it is to divide the melody a little bit different. One direction. Second direction. Third, four. And then you enter without shaking them up. There are all sorts of ways, and that's why I wanted to know from the big.
David is on the phone in the corridor.
On the phone.
He's talking in the phone. Okay, you tell him.
But too late.
We're talking about now about the minhagim of the lulav. Now, as I mentioned here, there are various customs about the lulav and how you shake it. And the melody for Sukkot came out of shaking the lulav. This is the melody that you shake the lulav for. And the question is, first of all, which directions are you shaking the lulav? And then
262.
There are various ways of doing it.
I've been through this and end of the things. This is. Here the old directions, where you shake, how you shake, and that kind of stuff. So you have the lulav with the flat side towards you, three hadassim on the right side, the aravot on the left side, and then you hold the etog, the pitam thing, down, right? And then you in the left hand and the lulav in the right hand, say the bracha. When the bracha has been said, turn the etrog around for the pitam. Don't break it.
Pitam.
And then you start, because you say the bracha, to shake it three times, forward, right, over your right shoulder, left, and again forward, up, and down. Six directions. What you don't do is forward, backward, left, and right. Because then you make a cross, and that is not the right? So you go in directions with the four corners of the earth, heaven and earth. Look.
You said after the four directions, you went forward again?
No, up and down. Where you have Rosh Hashanah is the creation of the world. With Yom Kippur, you're very much inside in yourself, in your community. It's very close by. Sukkot is universalistic. It's out there. If you read the Orthodox Siddur, you read 70 sacrifices which are brought for the 70 peoples of the earth. There's a lot of universalistic elements in Sukkot. That comes back in the Lulav, where you shake it around the world, taking all directions up and down in that sense. And then you that's the first one. So you have done the mitzvah of the same bracha. Then, during the halal, we shofar at the beginning of the hodus, and it's here, it's complicated. The first hodu, and during the repetition, and then during the Yom Ha'ana, and then you're finished with the hodus. So you don't shake shofar anymore with that, right? Just the first two lines.
It doesn't tell on which words you have to shofar here in the Siddur.
If you start, when you start the hodu, you will go around. The only thing is that some people during Word Adonai don't shop. But for the rest, you need the time you sing it to go around.
Yeah, but I read somewhere.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
I don't want to know what you read. I'm talking about what we are doing. Okay? What's here? That's it. You get in all. Like last night, let's first have the rule and the common thing, then we do the exceptions. Otherwise, we just get stuck in the exceptions.
About exceptions is about.
Yes?
Well,
okay, so I read a lot of things also. So this is what you do, and you can choose not to shokel during the Adonai Yom. And then you shokel again with the Ana Adonai Hoshiana at the Anas, But only the Ana Adonai, Oshiana, not Adonai Lahatzlich Ana. So again, it's the one and then the repetition. And then the Ana Lahatzlich Ana is no shocker. That's what it says here.
Yeah, that's the usual custom in everybody. But now the question is, how do you use the melody together with the shuffling and together with the words? That is the thing. Now the question is, what is your custom? How do you do the division of the melody with the shuffling? There are two ways of doing it, and the question is, you need to divide the melody into six, and that is the problem. I want to ask the people who do it here, how do you remember exactly how you do it, or what is your minhag about this? Because there are ways of doing it. You can do. Do.
Get up.
Ladonai, you don't chuckle. Ki leolam chazdo.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? Is that how you usually you
do it? It looks familiar.
Like
that.
Yes.
All right. Because there are very different minhagim.
To get people to shuffle at all in somehow coordinated fashion is a problem in and of itself.
Yeah, but the Chazan should know what to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Adonai,
you don't. You don't. In most congregations, they don't shuffle on Adonai. And so, front, do, la Adonai, hold it, don't shuffle it. Right, pointing some back. Left, ki le olam hazdo. Why do people go down there? Do.
There are two versions. One, we have both. Yoko wrote both versions.
I have the main version is when you stay on the dominant.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And there's also a minhag that
goes down again.
That cannot hear the tension there. But I have it put it as an
variation.
Okay. Yope, if you look at the Ma'arif service, and you see that all the pieces there end on a dominant.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
All of them end on a dominant. Then why should the melody not end on the dominant?
Because that's the way that we're singing it here for many years.
Not for big.
That's what we're singing.
We are learning,
so we don't want that. I think it's much better to say.
I mentioned it only as an exception.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So again, let's try to do it, and let's shake an imaginary lulav. Okay, you're supposed to shake it actually three times in each direction, but it's not hard and fast, and if you shake it two or four times, God will forgive you. I have it in writing. You want it a little bit out.
So the moving is from...
Yeah, you point in the direction.
Yes.
You point.
No, my question is, because I have to observe different things. If you, when you have the ruler, you do a movement like more like this or more like that?
More like that.
Yeah.
You point in a direction.
The other thing is that you draw.
You see, actually, what we do in front of us, the people are standing usually facing the east, right? So it's east, south, west, north, and east, south, west, north, up and down. So you point to the directions. You point to the
part of the outreach program.
Okay, so we'll practice it.
Yeah.
To logic, I mean logically, what you would have to do is move the lulav down, pointing to the earth. But that is not done. It was considered a little bit too an excess. So no, don't do that. You just lower it down. Don't point to the earth. Okay?
It remembers me on a
bit. Yes.
What's that?
And when you look for water, you know.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Now, when it comes to Ana Adonai Hoshiana, it's more complicated.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
How do you, on what words do you, what direction is second sentence, what line?
Only the second line.
Yeah, the third line you don't show, but.
Yeah, you have. If you shackle on the phone, there are various minhagim about that. Some people do not. Just a minute. In some congregations, they do not shackle on any line, but hodula donai kitov kilo olam chasdo. And what they do is, the Chazan says, Yomana Israel kilo olam chasdo, and then repeats hodula donai kitov kilo olam chasdo, and then right. So it doesn't shackle on Yomana Israel, but shackles on Odula Dadaki. Only Odula Dadaki. And then again, Yomana Yomunat Beit Aharon Kilo Olam Chasdo, shackling on Odula Dadaki, repeating every time. So I don't know what your minhag is. In many congregations, the Odula Dadaki, the line, is repeated after each line. And in all each of them, you shackle, but only on Odula Dadaki, not on Yomana Israel, and not on Yomuna Vetaron, or not. If you people do shackle on Yomana Israel, then you have Yomar Na Israel Ki Leolam Chasdo. You have exactly six words, and you don't have the word Adonai, so you can shackle on any of it. Yomar Na Israel. Very simple.
So you can do it if
you want. You can do it. But as I say, in many congregations what they do is they repeat Hodula Adonai Ki Tov every time.
So
after
so
you do it only on Hodula Adonai.
We do it also on the first two lines.
On the first two lines,
yes.
Okay.
And then and on the border repetition. So in fact you have we have four times, four rounds of shackling and four times without.
Okay.
Yeah. Hodu, and you are Hodu, and then the second half without.
Yeah. Now, then comes the Ana Adonai Oshiana. Do you people shackle on Ana Adonai Oshiana?
Yes. No. Yes.
Okay.
But not on Hatzlicha.
Right. So the question is, there is more complicated because you don't have enough words. Ana, one word. Adonai, you don't shackle. Oshia, two. And Na. Three. So instead of six words, you have three words. So, yes. So what you do is you divide the first word into syllables. A-na. And you go A-na. A-na. Shia Na.
You forgot the
big
one.
Oh, the forgot the big one. So, yeah, right, yeah. No, so the visuals were not right. Again. Na. Divide it into six. Well, then you do it again, as David says, twice. Adonai Yoshiana, Adonai Yoshiana, and then Adonai Yoshiana is not done. But in congregations where they have, so in some congregations they do Hodul Adonai Kitov again at the end of the Hallel on Sukkot,
instead of the Anna.
No. At the very end of the Hallel. After Baruch Haba, El Adonai Vayar Lanu, Yisruchak Ba'arutim, Ad Karnot HaMizbeach, Eli Ata Ve'odeka, Elohai Aron Memeka, Hodul Adonai Kito Kilo Lanchato. So, after all the singing, it is customary in some congregations, I don't know if you do that, to do again Hodul Adonai with shocking the lulav. It's kind of the last time that you do that. You don't do that.
How's the last line of
Baruch Haba? Okay, so that is about the shaking of the lulav, and the melody is called the Shokel Hodu. That is the name of the melody, the Shokel Hodu.
Shokel.
Shokling Hodu.
But then you give it somewhere. No, but then you're going to do the Hakafot. And when do you give it away to the congregation so that everybody can do
it? Well, really, if you want to be correct. Everybody has to be the owner of the
love.
So you give it away to the next one. That is his. You can only hope the last one doesn't give it back to you.
Yeah. But at what moment do you do that? After the Hakafot that you give it away?
Depends upon how things go. You know, sometimes in the service in the evening, or even in the morning. When we have Hakafot, so we tend to use it. But in a suitable moment, when maybe we go to the Sukkah, whatever, and say, ladies and gentlemen, you want a shokel, say the bracha, and shokel. And so people have a choice and a possibility of doing it. And it depends a bit on how a service goes. But
yeah,
very limited fit in communion. And the Hakafot, you can also do. You shokel during the halal. You can do the Hakafot at that point. So you do the Hakafot then after the halal, yes,
and you're not
before the kebab. Or you do it. You can do it after the musaf. You do it again before the kebab. It's written here somewhere. I think I noted that down. These are the things you always forget how it goes.
Yeah, may I say that from a practical point of view, I think that it is better to do the Hoshanot, the Hakafot, immediately after the Hallel, so that you have the Lulav, you're going through the Lulav,
exactly,
you finish off with the Lulav, and you don't have to take it once more, and it causes confusion.
That's what we normally do. But there is an option of doing it after the Musaf is finished. But normally it's done after the Hallel.
Then you can give it away.
But that's complicated at that point because you're then going into Kepsi Kabbalah and Ptolemy. And if you people shokel at that point, you keep everybody waiting. You shokel is a Hakafot anyway. It takes all the amount of time. Don't prolong it. Those who haven't been in Hakafot will do it in the darkness. everybody goes over to the Sukkah. They can do it in the synagogue, we bring them to the Sukkah, they can do it.
But during the Hakafot, you don't struggle, right? You just walk to the east.
You just walk
to the east.
In some congregations, I've seen a practice that you do that on the benching of the lulav when you before the halel, you say the blessing over the lulav, mm-hmm. and you shoffle it at times without singing anything, and then. In some congregations, they take a while until they give out the lulavim so that the people do the shopping, and then you say the other, then you say the other. Yeah. But this also should be very carefully done because it takes time. Everything takes time. Yeah. And I think what David said about bringing the people to the sukkah and in the sukkah having them on free time. Do that is very nice because you're supposed to do it in the sukkah anyway. So it's a very nice idea. So it saves a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, this can go out of hand. And, yeah. If you have many lulavim and few people, then it works out. If you have few lulavim and many people, then you're in trouble.
We've done a number of things to try to keep the timing. I refused in the beginning. They're calling us 8 people on Shabbat, 7 plus an Oftir, no more. You're coming, 20 people from Israel for the Bar Mitzvah, 50. You know, then they're calling up 2 or 3 people together, so we don't extend the number of Aliyot. But we have synagogues congregation, they have 20 Aliyot, so they call everybody. They are accustomed to call out everybody on Simchat Torah, one by one. You know, please. Please, you know, so we do it in groups, right? What you all asked about, it was Michelle who asked, I think, about the sitting down in the Amidah of the Kiddusha. Why did we do this morning? What has happened is that we didn't have the Musaf. But on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we do. On Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, they are the most important things. What happened in Amsterdam, the Rosh Hashanah was that you have the morning Amidah and Shacharit, and then you repeat that. By the time you've done the Torah reading and the Shofar blowing, you go into the Musaf where it really happens, and people go home. It's late, children need to eat, you know. So you can either say we're starting now earlier. What we did was we skip the repetition of the Amidah and we do the Musaf better. And in that way, you move the Torah reading about half an hour forward. Yeah. Right? And then, of course, the logic says, if we do this on Rosh Hashanah, we should also do it. Now, again, on the Chagim, you have again the halal and everything. Try to shorten it so that you move it forward if it was still there. And then we do Rosh Hashanah. We then have only a salad coming down. And then we have Musaf, but now, this month, we have the Hatakatan. I don't know if you need the Salt Amidah, if you get this month for shame, but if you need the Hatakatan, so I thought for, you know, if people haven't done the Hatakatan, we remain standing. But otherwise, if you've done the Amidah already, you're silent, then you can sit down after the Kibushan. If you haven't done the Salt Amidah, you remain standing.
Okay, so now we'll go back to the Hakafot for Sukkot. Yeah. With this channel. And we have the music that Yoke was kind enough to write down. We only gave you last time. So, now about the Minhag of Hoshanot in your synagogue. I suppose that people with the lulavim line up. Do other people come up as well to the Hoshanot? How do you do the procession?
Only the people with the lulavim line up. And after that, we ask people to come forward and they get the lulavim they do have quite a walk around, and then while they're walking, they prepare the next group of people to stand there, be ready and take a loading and do a hackathon.
But if you have a small community with only one mula, I mean, that happens in the Medina,
yes.
So it's very expensive. Then one person.
You have more people. You have.
Yeah.
If you want, you give one the lulav and not one the. What I shouldn't do is to pull the lulav apart and give three people.
You mean the blind?
One of the two people for that. Don't do that.
Okay, so now we go to the music, and the music is very simple, and we all have it.
You said something else yesterday, was it yesterday? Yes, some organists, they take out the Torah.
Right, yeah.
And in a small community, you can do that. You have the Torah out, and then people make a kafa around the Torah, which means you cut the size of the kafa. Yeah, how big, right. How large is the hakafa? You go around the whole room with the one lulav, or you go a few steps around the
divan? No, with no exceptions at the moment.
What?
No exceptions at the moment. I mean, getting sort of...
No, he was asking this question, what do you do with one lulav and the thing?
Yeah.
But so you can, if you do the processional around the Torah, then you have a smaller circle of processional. To do it this way. So it is possible to do this kind of thing.
Another exception for you. You can also take the lulav and go outside and walk around the synagogue.
Yeah.
Well, we have to go. You can also not go through the neighbor's house to do that.
Okay, now. So in this melody, we have a part for the chazan and a part for the congregation. So let's sing it.
The second one.
Now, Jobe, could you explain to us which version is what? Because it's the same word.
I first heard the version, that's the first line. It's the version from the trade day.
Yeah.
More decorated.
I know. But what is usually done in the synagogues?
In the last years, on the CD is the second line.
Yeah.
Simple one.
Yes.
Okay. So if you, I understand from that, okay. That this is the usual minhag, but if you want to decorate the melody, you go, if you want to do it simpler, you do, and then you go and you repeat it. Lemancha bo'ein hoshana, lemancha go'aleinu, lemancha do'sheinu. Please notice that is the beginning of the alphabet. Aleph, bet, gimel, and dalet, lemancha go'aleinu. In former days, it was from aleph to taf. But already in late medieval sidurim, prayer books, it was shortened into dalet, into four. It's not the sin of the reform movement, as they usually blame us for everything, but it was done very early. It was shortened. Okay, so
in the second one,
we have the entire. Okay.
And the letters are marked, and we marked them now in the first one.
Yeah. So Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet. Okay. So now let's do the alphabet. We'll do the Bo'einu, Goaleinu, and Doshenu. Lemon, Father, recording. The melody,
Hosanna, 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 Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna.
Okay, now, what is the minhag here? Is the minhag here to sing the melody after each one, Lemancha Eloheinu Hosanna, and then you do the melody? Or you go through all the four, and then you sing the melody?
Yeah.
Okay? So we need to know that. We need to know that, because in some congregations they do a melody after each one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends, I think, on the size of the hakafa. If you walk around in Amsterdam, you need to...
Yes, but it's never after this four one, the whole melody.
No, but that's what we're talking about.
Okay, so this is a very nice melody. Now, I see that there is a difference of versions here in the second line of the melody. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. As the first ending, and the second ending goes, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. So I heard, I had a feeling that some people sing the second version twice, or without the first
version. I think the third version, that's on the CD, and that's what I heard, but it's more elaborate.
It's very nice to have this. But it gives you more time for the akapat too. Now comes the big alphabet here. Leman Amitach. Leman Amitach, Leman Beritach, Leman Godlach Vetifartach, Leman Datach, Leman Odach, Leman... Okay,
there are different ways
of doing it, and one of them, as you can see, Yoppe wrote down two versions, and they are marked by an S sign, by Senyo. Leman Amitach, Leman Beritach, Leman Odach, Leibatach, Leman Tatach, Leman Odach. And then it continues, Leman Viudach, yeah? In the same manner. Leman Viudach, Leman Mizrach,
About the choreography then. So you made the hakafa with Hosanna, yeah. Then you keep standing somewhere at the point where you end, and then you do the Lema'an Amitah. Yeah?
No.
Without walking?
You have to plan it according to the size of the synagogue. If it's a huge synagogue, then beginning with the kafot is not enough. So you have to go with the processional.
You keep on walking with Lema'an Amitah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how you people do it here in Amsterdam. There are some people walk with Lema'an Amitah.
Yes, in Amsterdam, I think you walk with Hosanna. No? We walk with Hosanna.
We walk with Lema'an Amitah.
Okay.
Yes.
So in many congregations, the idea is that Hosanna, you say the four Hosanna at the beginning, you say standing.
Yeah.
You say standing, you don't walk.
No.
Then you start walking for Leman Amitach, Leman Berita, okay?
You start walking already at the nine times Hosanna.
It depends on how your custom is. There are various ways of doing it. And you will see that no two congregations are exactly the same.
And if you come up to South Darwin, you will see that they're saying the bar on which half Nakaf has already said.
Yeah. Well, well, you know, it's okay for the first
time.
So, if it's put out on
there,
the
aantekening van Maarten
in
the corner
is sure, because he's been gemaakt omdat hij weg is sinds de dienst. Heeft iemand toevallig bij
contact gemaakt? Excuse me, that I do not understand.
Sorry.
She lost her
situation. Sorry,
you have
her
name in it?
Yes, her name in it, yes.
My name is inside.
So it must be somewhere.
Okay, so to
answer your question, you have to plan it according to the facilities of the synagogue, the congregation, and everything like that. In principle, the traditional way of doing it was that on the Mancha, Oshana Lemancha Eloheinu, Oshana, on these four, you do not go on processional, and you start the processional on the Mana Mitach. And in addition to that, you should know that the idea of Lemana Mitach and Leman Britach and Leman Godlach, Vetifartach, the idea was that you insert Oshana after, before each of them.
The way it's written here, it says you sing the first four, then you sing the Hoshana nine times, and then you sing the Hoshana the nine times while walking around, and between Hakafot you sing the Mana Mitach and the Mana Mitach. That's what it says here.
Right.
Now, if that's practical, if you can go around the synagogue one nine times Hoshana, it's very doubtful. In Amsterdam you can't. Therefore, we include the Lemana Mitach and the Hakama. Apparently, we don't in the Hoshana. We walk around only with the Hoshana. Because synagogue is much smaller.
Yeah.
Right? So it depends on how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and whatever is written here, this is Mishnah. Don't dare do it different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody knows how it works. I mean, the custom is very badly understood in general.
When
to shop or
when
to walk around. Nobody knows. Everybody does something.
Everything
but
is different
again.
When to shop? In every synagogue, when I have the people go to the halal, they go in the halal, and before the service, I photocopy that page on the halal. They all have it in siddur. It's the big siddur. No more siddur. I photocopy it, I blow it up. I give it to them beforehand to read it, and I put it down in front of them, they can see it while we're busy with it. And then I say, read this, look at it, and follow me. And then I do it wrong.
Another solution is to have support four times a year.
Yeah, okay. So, whatever you decide to do, there must be hakafot there. Where you plan the hakafot is a little bit flexible, and you have to decide what you want to do with it. The important thing is also how to end the Hakafot, and they all end with Hoshia et Amecha uvarech et Nachalatecha. And you have here the formula of Hoshia et Amecha, which we have down in the page with Yoke wrote down at the bottom of the page. You have Hoshia et Amecha uvarech et Nachalatecha. Now that's a very nice formula, an old formula, and a very quiet one. However, what it doesn't give you, for the congregation, it doesn't give you a moment of, that joy that you have at the end of the Hakafot. Therefore, what I suggest is, after the Chazan finishes the Oshia et Amecha, to sing the Hasidic melody. Hoshia et Amecha. You have it here too.
They're on the website also with the melody.
Yeah.
And they will be recorded.
They are recorded.
So, do you know the melody? How many of you know? Let's sing it once.
Hoshia et Amecha.
Ore, 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 ore,
rather see this circle of men and boys joining with the hands over the shoulders and dancing, 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 more and more. And I have it in my head with this one.
And you like so it, or you don't like it?
What do you think?
What we should do in the reform movement, have the women dance as a man standing. So what we'll have in the reform movement, we'll have only the women dance, yes. And the men will be punished by just looking at them.
They will not be able to.
I think that's customary nowadays, the women dance.
Okay.
Yeah,
it is a very nice way. We have been through a whole process of seriousness. Now it's a moment of, you know, getting a little bit up with right. Now, you will see that once that happens, your congregation wants to repeat this melody. You can't do it once. I mean, it's just impossible to do it once. To do it once is like eating one peanut. Eat one peanut? Okay, so it's just impossible. So you will have to repeat it maybe two times or maybe three times. But you have to be very firm to stop, to know when to stop, because otherwise you can't go on with the service. I mean, just a practical thing. So you have to stop. Okay. Now, on Simchat Torah, we have Atah Oreita. I just want to say one little thing about that. We cannot go through the entire Atah Oreita. Lunch is waiting, and we don't. But just one comment. Atah Oreita is a little bit tedious because it has many, many verses, and they are repeated in the same melody. I don't think that you can change much about that. What you could do is do some kind of a variety in that by using two or three people chanting it. In other words, to teach some people of the congregation, two or three people in the congregation, and in such a way that they take turns. Chazan says a pasuk, Mr. such and such says another pasuk, Mrs. such and such says another pasuk, Mrs. such and such another pasuk, in such a way that you are giving it out in, you have to teach it to them. Of course, it takes a little bit of work, but it's not so terrible, and the formula is not very complicated. So it relieves the tediousness. Mm-hmm. In some congregations, they do responsibly, but I think that will be a bit too much.
In Amsterdam, there are many children. So you cut out the whole piece of
paper. Lovely before.
There are no children here today.
He will be here tomorrow.
I understand.
If you stand there with the whole group of children, it just takes too long.
Yes.
So, so there are two ways of doing it. Either you distribute it in some people, and by doing that, you get people to participate and you leave it, or you cut.
One more formal thing. Ailey said in the service that start with the Shema again, because we have done the whole Torah service. Mm-hmm. The normal Ein Kamocha and things are included in the Atah Oreita. So, yeah. The order is different, but everything has been said, which is said before the Shema in the normal Torah service. Mm-hmm.